insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 19th and 20th verses of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم. لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Indeed, those who like that immorality should be spread among those who have believed will have a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter. And Allah knows, and you do not know.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
And if it had not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, and because Allah is kind and merciful.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing these two verses. Let's listen to the 19th and 20th verses of chapter Nur. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Verily, those who love that indecency should be spread concerning those who believe, theirs will be a painful punishment in the world and hereafter. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And Allah knows, but you do not know. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy on you, and Allah is the compassionate of the merciful, you would have been chastised. We were actually, in the previous episode, discussing the reason, the philosophy of the fact that why Islam is so much against some sins like backbiting. We tried to understand the reason, we uncovered the reason. Because man is a social creature and the society he lives in is exactly like his home. So this is the place where he grows, where he learns, where he educates. So where he must learn some moral codes. So in this society, in this home, anything that disseminates sin, anything that defiles it, is hardly fought against. So this is the importance of committing sin uncovered in the society. So when the verse says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا We must mention that spreading indecency and تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ has got different forms. Sometimes there are centers that cause corruption and disseminate wickedness. Sometimes the case is in the form of providing people with means of sin, providing facilities for committing sins, or encouraging people to commit wrong action. These are all different cases and different forms of loving to spreading indecency. Finally, the result is being no more decent and modest, and then they commit sin in public. All of these examples are the cases of spreading indecency, because the concept of the verse is vast and extensive, and it is general. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, one of the concepts that we should note regarding the verse is that circulating false rumors is one of the main branches of conspirators' psychological warfare. I mean, when the enemy cannot bring damage to the other party face to face, it resorts to other things, like spreading rumor. In this way, enemy worries public opinion and makes people self-busy, so people are diverted from their main and crucial issues. They forget about their priorities, they leave them apart, they just start fiddling and engaging in these kinds of rumors. Rumor vamping is one of the ruinous weapons to mar the reputation of pure and good persons and to scatter people who are around them. In the verses under discussion, according to the famous occasions of revelation, for weakening the reputation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some hypocrites fabricated and then tried to circulate the most unfair rumor. And using a proper opportunity, they express doubts about pureness of some of the wives of the great Prophet of Islam. And for a very long period, they upset Muslims so much that the real and steadfast believers twisted like the person who is bitten by a snake. And then the divine revelation was sent down to help them. And it somehow ruined the hypocrite's plot so much that others would have taken lesson. Though in societies in which there is political repression, spreading rumor is considered a kind of campaigning. Other motivations, such as retaliation, settlements of personal accounts, and ruining public trust, deviating some people from thinking about political issues, they are all counted as the main factors of rumor mongering. And this is not enough for us to know that motivation is the cause of fabricating rumor, because it is important to give warning to people to avoid being puppet of rumor mongering, of rumor fabricators, and the factor of its circulation, and so they do not get the means of society destruction provided. So people must be aware when they hear a rumor, they must bury it immediately. Otherwise, we have made the enemy happy and successful. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.